This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning into this podcast where I bring to your ears inspiring conversations with some of the best artists, singers, composers, lyricists. Every week I talk to a musical genius to find out their creative discipline. I am Eva Bhatt and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast from India's leading music channel 9XM. Do subscribe to this podcast on Epilogue Media, your one stop for engaging and entertaining podcasts. Hey listener, we have had your favorite singers on the show right from the start of this year, from Shreya Ghoshal to Jubin Nautiyal, and now we are getting great response for our episodes featuring legends like Hariharan sir, Leslie Lewis sir, and many more. Just like the colorful festival of Holi, we have had artists of a great variety on this podcast. Sometimes new budding talent and sometimes seniors of our music industry. And this way, we get to listen to unique experiences, perspectives and life lessons. While we are awestruck listening to the greats, it's equally motivating to listen to really young and successful artists. And one of them is our guest for today's episode. At a very young age, this pretty woman has captured the audience slowly and steadily with her songs in movies like Veere Di Wedding, Thappad, to Disney's Frozen 2 Hindi, and now her latest Holi special single by Saleem Suleiman. Let's welcome Sharvi Yadav on 9XM Soundcast.
Hi, Eva. Thank you so much. That was such a... That introduction made me smile till here. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that I'm here with you. And especially after knowing the fact that all these people who I've looked up to, my inspiration, Saleem sir, Shreya ma'am, Hariharan ji, everybody has been here and now I'm here. It's such an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Sharvi. And I must say that, you kind of made that entry into this, Bollywood or our music industry with Veere Di Wedding. And then again, I must say that, I started, seeing your name when I was listening to the songs of Frozen 2, the Hindi ones, because I have a five-year-old daughter. And obviously, like all other girls, she is a diehard Elsa and Frozen fan she is. So, while I was listening to the Hindi versions, I was like, okay, that's Sunidhi Chauhan, but who is this other voice? And I'm like, wow, so, so beautiful. I absolutely loved your singing in Frozen 2.
Thank you so much. My Frozen, in fact, being a part of Frozen was so unpredictable. I got a call to audition for this, and I'll be very honest, I had zero expectation from this. I was like, there are going to be so many singers from India who are going to come and audition for this. And it's pretty. And, Elsa has always been sung by Sunidhi ma'am. So, mujhe to kyun hi lenge? And it's going to be so hard to crack it. But, and especially when I went for the audition, the songs are big. They're big Disney songs, right? They tell here, you need to get your whole body in to sing it. So, I went for the audition. And I tried my best. And mujhe nahi laga tha that I'll get it. And then I suddenly get a call that, you're the voice of Anna. I said, what? I cannot believe this. Is this really happening? Because I've grown up watching Frozen. We all have,
Yes.
It's one of the finest Disney musical movies. And when I got this call, I couldn't. It was a dream come true. It still is. And I'm so grateful that I've been part of really incredible projects. And now this, singing with Saleem sir, Saleem and Suleiman sir, it's such a joy and it's such a learning experience. Bohot maza aata unke saath kaam karne mein. Bohot. They're the coolest people, they're the coolest composers, they're the coolest humans you'll ever meet.
I'm sure we'll talk a lot about your latest Holi single. And I must say that, you know, that just shows your versatility and, you know, your ability to, you know, crack different kinds of songs. So let's start, you know, knowing more of you. Please tell our listeners and viewers how it all started in your life. You know, how did music begin in your life?
I think, you know, as a younger sibling, you always look up to your older sibling. So my brother used to be a big Sonu Nigam fan. So pure time Sonu ji ke gaane gaata tha. Aur bhaiyo ko dekh dekh ke main bhi gaane lagi. And just like a thing, because, you know, you want to do what he's doing, your older sibling is doing. And that's how it started. You know how all these big things start from very small things, and this is how my journey started. Bhaiyo ko dekh ke main bhi gaati rahi. And then when I was in school, I joined the choir. I'm from a Christian school, a Christian Baptist school, and I started singing in school. Then I sort of started going for competitions. I would always take music very seriously. And that's how it started. Then I was in college. I formed my own band. And I started making music in college. So wow. Mera ek three-piece band tha. So when I was 18, 19, I started gigging. And I would play in small pubs and bars.
This was in Noida, Delhi?
It was in Delhi, yes. So all your Piano Man Jazz Club, all your Summer House. I used to perform, but all my originals, yeah. So I would do all of that. Then I would do jazz standards here and there in all these pubs. And then one fine day, I stopped singing also in the middle. I had a very bad vocal injury. So yes, lots was happening. But how
but formal it training? Out. Formal training in music?
Yes,
shall we?
Yes, of course, yes. So pehle to maine school mein gaya tha, but school se apne teacher ke saath seekha, Tracy ma'am. And then there was a point when I'm a Trinity graduate also.
Wow.
And that I sort of lost my voice. And I started developing nodules. So uske baad, I had one year that I couldn't sing at all. So that was my time where I thought, if I can't give away music, I'd rather take some in. So that one year of my vocal injury, I learned so much. And I learned so much. And when I was healing, jab main thoda bahut gaane lagi thi, matlab dheere dheere, when my vocal cords were healing, I remember it was 8 a.m. and main puri raat so hi nahi thi. I was in some, you know how artists are, wo kahi zone out ho jate. I decided I'll do like a random video and I'll post it on Facebook. Tab Facebook ads or ye sab exist nahi karta tha. And I think even Insta wasn't so hit. So it was Facebook, you know. So I did like a jazz version of it and I put it on Facebook and I wake up, like I woke up around, kyunki main bahut late soyi thi. Maine aise ga ke maine post kar diya. And then I wake up and I see I've hit 20,000 views. This is when promotions never existed.
Yeah.
And all of this, I've hit 20,000 views and I've got a message from Ehsan Noorani.
Oh my God.
Saying if I'm auditioning for this show called The Stage. And I couldn't believe it. I said, really, is this happening? I dekhne lagi Ehsan sir ki fake profile to nahi hai. I was like, no, this is a legit one. And that's how it sort of started, like when I properly started, you know, taking music seriously and professionally. So I went and auditioned for Stage. I won that show. I moved to Bombay. And yeah, and that's how it started.
Bilkul. And I must say that, you know, kudos to you, your spirit, your passion for music that really, you know, got you to, you know, survive and fight through, you know, the battle, you know, of yours, of that vocal injury and all of that, and still not give up music. And music did not give up on you.
Music did not give up on me. That is the thing. Yes.
So that's just really, really inspiring. So on that note, we definitely should hear, you know, some Sharvi Yadav, you know, original.
My band was called Sylvia because my drummer, my guitarist was in this play and the play's name was Sylvia the Goat. So we were just running out of names, and we're like, "Sylvia's great," and we just named it Sylvia.
But I must tell our viewers and listeners how much have I enjoyed, you know, Sharvi Yadav's voice, you know, her operatic, you know, style of singing to, you know, totally desi kind of her singing in the holy song that we are going to talk about. So it's just, you know, absolutely amazing to, you know, be talking to somebody, you know, so young and, you know, still experimenting with, you know, different kinds of songs and not limiting, you know, herself as an artist anywhere. So that's really cool. That's really nice. And so tell me, how did then Veere Di Wedding happen in your life? Because again, that was like a very big song for, you know, a singer to sing.
Yes. So I had been, when I moved to Bombay, I had exactly zero contacts in Bombay. Zero, zilch, nothing. And I didn't even have an idea how to go about it. But I just moved, like just shut my eyes, took the leap of faith and just did it. So when I moved to Bombay, initially I got like a few calls for a few movies and I went to audition for them, I remember. And I was literally after 15 minutes sent out of the studio. They're like, your voice is a little immature for the character. And I used to get it a lot. And that's fine, right? Because my voice is my voice. And I was just like, what if my voice is immature and childish for all characters? And what if I'm not supposed to be in Bombay? So there used to be times when I would just give up. And one fine day, I was really, really low. And I was like, nahi hoga, Bombay. It's not going to happen. And then I get a call from Vishal Mishra's agency, like his management, who's now, oh my God, just acing the ball out the park. And what a great composer and a great guy. So I get a call to audition for a movie and somebody, Vishal Mishra is the composer. And if I could just come and audition. And I did, and I met him and I sang. And I didn't know which movie was it for. I didn't know anything. And it just happened. He loved my voice. I loved his work. I sat with him. We would jam. And it just happened. And he just loved it. And I was just like, 1 second. Ye ho gaya. Like, my voice is going and it's done. He's like, yeah, your voice sounds great. And that's when I realized sometimes things just click. And it'll just happen. So you have to be patient and you need to just keep working on your art and not give up on your art, not give up on your riyas. Discipline should always continue. You will get the fruit with time if you're patient and if you're working towards it.
That's like lots of, you know, words of wisdom from this young girl in front of me. And the Vishal Mishra episode of ours has been one of the favorite episodes for our listeners. We had Vishal Mishra. He is terrific.
Yeah, what a great guy. And his melodies, like after a long time, you know, he's one of those composers who's here to stay.
Who believes in giving out that original, authentic.
Yeah, authentic. Unke melody, aap unke melodies suno. It stays with you. Kabir Singh, Veere Di Wedding.
Bilkul.
And Notebook. His singles that he's coming out. That song, Hai Majha Tera Tes. Like, he's in, kya, simple. Some melodies are so simple. Some are so complicated. Bilkul. But all of them have this common thing. They're so catchy and they stay with you.
Lovely. So tell me, who all have been your inspiration, Sharvi?
I think I have a varied, like, combination of people. I was raised with jazz and blues. Wow. A lot. Jazz. Wow. And blues music. And very recently, Bolly to hum sabhi sunte the, but like, I would take inspiration initially a lot from jazz and blues, because as I told you, I was in Christian school. So I had carol singing and gospel singing and all of this would happen. So from your Mariah Carey to Christina Aguilera, Beyonce, Whitney Houston, they have been my inspirations. And in India, Sunidhi Ma'am for sure, Vishal Dadlani, Saleem Suleiman, AR,
Of course.
I think for me, it's more about first musicianship and then the singer. And I think all of these are incredible musicians to learn from. So yes, they are my inspirations.
We also spoke about, jazz and how, you used to, compose, songs in a very jazz and blues kind of a feel. So I think I would really love to listen to some Bollywood song, which is like obviously not jazz, but you kind of make it, sound like jazz.
This is the full rapid fire. So the song is called Intiha. It's anyway, agar aap isko sunenge, it is a jazz track, but yes. I all jazz it up. Ki mere khun mein hai. Intiha ho gayi intezaar ki.
Favorite songs, of course. Let's listen to your experience of, singing for Disney's Frozen 2 along with Sunidhi Chauhan, that Elsa and Anna combination in the Hindi versions of Frozen 2. Guys, if you haven't heard it, please give it a listen because it's just so amazing because it is at par with the original English soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just goosebumps. So let's hear it out from you. What's the story behind this?
I've been a big, Sunidhi ma'am is one of my biggest inspirations. Biggest, because I think I relate to her voice also a lot because she's got this really, her control over her vocals and the power that she gives out. And she's a performer.
Yes.
She loves, she's bang on, like, my God. She's been in the industry for so long. Yet, if you still go for a show, it look like, she's giving it all out. Still, after being in the industry for so, so long. So that's so inspiring. And that's the love and passion for music that can make you do it. So yeah, Sunidhi ma'am has always been my inspiration. And as I told you, I got a call to audition and I really took it very lightly. I was like, hoega hi nahi, but kar deti hu. Call, I can't just let it go. It's like, just like send it, So I sent it and I actually got the part and I couldn't believe it. And then when I went to dub, I was so like overwhelmed. I entered the studio and I was like, well, it's not today. It's not my good voice day. I don't know. So when you have, when you have tension, so you can feel it in your vocal cords. You're not able to give your best. So I'm just like, aaj to gala kharab hai, aaj nahi ga paungi. And, I'm having cups of chai, hot water, honey. I'm doing everything to, my first day and I have to ace the recording. And I enter and I see Sunidhi ma'am coming out of the studio.
Oh my God.
Like, oh my God, ab to ho hi nahi paega. Ab to I won't be able to sing at all. But she came out and she's such a flower. I ended up, I was jumping, okay? I was like, Sridhi ma'am, I'm Anna. It's me. I'm your younger sister. And she looked at me, younger sister, he's me.
And you guys were in that zone of Frozen 2, totally into that world.
I was fangirling and however, I was just going for it. And then she's like, yes, I know you. You were on stage and I really like your work. I said, one second, hello. Like in my mind, I was like, One second. Hello, Sunidhi ma'am. Are you trying to tell me you've heard my voice before? Really? Is it happening? And she was just so nice to me. And she's so humble and she's so delicate. My God. And yes, and after like just speak, thodi der humne baat kari, and it just calmed me down. My tension just went away. I was released from all my stress. And I entered and I did and I heard the songs. And it was really challenging also, yeah, because the animation was already done, right? The movie, yeah, was already done. So we had to sing it exactly how the sync was happening.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not even on meter. Time pe bhi nahi tha. So you have to follow through the lips, wow, of, you know, the sync of the animated of the character and sing it. So it was really challenging, but it was a beautiful learning experience. Bahut maza aaya. There were times when I was like, nahi, I won't be able to do it. Aap kisi aur ko le lo. But maine bola nahi, because le lete kisi aur ko. Because I wanted to obviously. But yeah, challenging it was, but it was, the songs are incredible, and yeah, when the music is so good, you would just want to work on it. Like, it's the music that motivates you. So yeah, that was my entire Frozen journey. And then later we went for the screening, and I met all the people who are who are the voice of
giving
characters,
the voice, yes,
voice of a character, especially Olaf.
Yes.
Oh my God! What voiceover for Olaf? Incredible! Totally. And I met the entire cast, and I've actually been a fan of their work, all of them,
course,
since a child. I've seen everybody. So I sabse aake mili. Mujhe bahut acha laga. I actually saw the movie thrice.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been such. It's. I still can't believe it that I'm a part of Frozen, and hopefully Frozen 3 is going to come and then going to cast me as Anna again, because I would love to sing it again. But yeah, I think it's also because we were also looking for somebody who has a texture like Pariniti. Yeah. So I think that also played in my favor. So yeah.
Bilkul. And I think it's just a dream come true for any new singer to, you know, sing for Saleem Suleiman, especially if it's a single, an independent single, and your song, the holy song that we are all grooving to in this, you know, holy season. Saleem Suleiman, they always make us, you know, either fall in love with their romantic songs. Like, I'm a huge fan of their songs in Rab Ne Bana Di Jodi, or I mean, it's just crazy. You can't talk about Chak De, it's out of this world.
Oh yeah. Yes,
the anthems,
sure,
that they create, and you have some fun numbers, be it Ladies versus Ricky Bell or Band, yes, Baja, yes, Bharat, and then we have this holy number. So it's just great. Tell me, how was your experience of singing for this song for Saleem Suleiman?
So I've worked with Sir for two more tracks, but none of them are released yet. But so this, I got a call. I was in Delhi. It was happening during lockdown, and I get a call from Sir. Sir's like, there is a song. I'm sending it to you, and hear it and let me know. Oh, do you want to sing it? This and this. I was like, Sir, would you want to sing it? Firstly, yes, before even listening to the song, please send me the song. I would regardless, I'll hear. Like, of course, right? I heard it, and Eva, the first thing I did, I was dancing to
jumping
it.
Jumping to
Pehle
it.
Nacha. Pehle main 10 minute nachi, aur fir I called Sir back. I was like, Sir, hello. What is this track? This is so much fun. Thank you so much for thinking for me and thinking that my voice will fit into it, because I really love singing dancing songs. Like, I love it. And Sir sent me the track, and this was because I was in Delhi, so I was in Bombay, and it was happening during the lockdown. He sent me the track. We came on Zoom, video call, FaceTime, I remember, some video chat. And then Sir was telling me, isko aise gaana hai. Main to Sir ko pehle, I was just looking at him. I was like, Sir, haan, bolo. I'm just going to look at you and fangirl.
I'm just enjoying this experience of, yeah, Saleem Suleiman, yeah, you know, instructing me. And
yeah. I'll do this and then I'll sing it. And then he was telling me, I was like, wow, that we're pulling off a song during lockdown like this. And aise kaun aur kaun hi kar sakta hai? And that's when I realized it's the love of music by the end that makes you do something like this, even via video call, you know.
Bilkul.
And he sent me the song. I dubbed it. A bahut maza aaya gaana. But even when I was singing it, I was grooving. And remember, it was throughout the night. I wanted to give my best take. So I gave sir like, I kept giving takes. I was like, sir, ek aur dungi. And we did it, yeah. And then I sent the song, and sir loved it. And then sir told me that Pavanji would. Singing it, and he's a star. And I was like, oh my god, yeah, the song's gonna. And jab gaya, when I heard his version also, and when I heard the entire track, I was like, sir, this song is a hit. This is gonna go places, and it is going places. It's already hitting 12 million today, 11 or 12 million.
Wow.
And it's everywhere, north, south, this, here, everywhere. And people are loving it. And I'm so grateful that something that we did during the lockdown on video is something that people are loving. And we also have Tridha in the video.
Yes.
Who I dearly love, especially after Ashram.
Yeah,
I want to really meet her. And first thing I want to say is Japnam. I don't know if you've seen Ashram.
No, but I know about it.
So yeah, and yeah, it's such a beautiful experience that I'm part of something so good and something that people are loving in this country. And I get to work on different kinds of music.
Yeah.
I get to know where my weak points are, where my strong points are. And sir is such an angel to work with. Unke saath jab humne jam kara tha, like pehle when I've come to his studio, it's so spiritual. He'll be on the piano, yeah, and I'm singing. It's so spiritual. Like he's just with you in that musical zone, and you learn so much from him, and it's so much fun. So I've had such a great time working with him.
Lovely. I'm sure it's always so great to, you know, listen to Saleem and Suleiman sir, because we had them twice on this podcast. Very recently, like, you know, towards the end of last year, we had an entire Bhoomi 2020 special series. We spoke to all the artists of Bhoomi 2020, including the makers. So it was just so amazing. I was so happy. So I was like, wow, this song I have to talk to.
Saleem, you know how we've always, you know, this independent scene, what has happened in the independent scene, and to see experience. The people who we are inspiration, the people who we've looked up to coming out with independent work. And that's when it hits us that, you know, if they are doing it, then what is stopping us, you know? And
Bilkul.
Kudos to them. Kudos to Saleem Suleiman sir and Merchant Records for coming out with original work and incredible original work and giving us motivation, inspiration to actually put out our music. We are so lucky that we have such a great motivation right in front of us, you know.
Wow. And I'm sure now the listeners and viewers are waiting to hear the same Sharvi Yadav who had sung a song in Frozen 2 and now a song like Babuni Tere Rang Mein, a hardcore desi, you know, fun, peppy, holy song. So, you know, that's Sharvi Yadav for you.
Let's do it. I'm going to be singing Pavanji's bits also. So apologies to him and to his audience. हाँ रंगों की कटोरी हूँ टंग से चटोरी चाहूँ मैं कलरफुल पिया चाहत की तरंगों में डूबी हूँ मैं रंगों में पिंक विंग मोरा जिया गीली गीली सी हाय गीली गीली मेरी धार आजा देख ले फुहार पिचकारी नहीं तेरे लव का शिकार बाबूनी तेरे रंग में हाँ तेरे रंग में बाबूनी तेरे रंग में मैं और थोड़ा रंग
मन इंच दबंग हो गया, बाबूनी तेरे रंग में मैं और थोड़ा यंग हो गया.
थैंक यू.
I think it was just so much fun, you know, enjoying the video of the song Babuni Tere Rang Mein, sung by Pawan Singh and Sharvi Yadav. I think it was just so much fun. So guys, I think I urge all of you to give this song your love and enjoy this holy, you know, listening and grooving on this song.
Thank you so much, Eva. But I've also been working with Amit sir a lot.
Yes, and, of course, Amit Trivedi.
I did, so sir called me for this super cool project. This movie is coming this year. It's called Rocket Gang, which is Bosco is making it.
Wow.
And it's a dancing movie.
Wow.
And all dancers are there in it. And the song is already out, like just the clipping of it. So I have sung the title track.
Oh, wow.
You've heard it. It's, how does it go? नाचोगे तो बचोगे, हाय नाचोगे तो बचो 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 बचोगे. So yeah, that is the track. And yeah, the entire track is not out, but I'm very very excited because working with Amit sir, that's another dream come true.
Dream come true.
So yeah, that is the next movie that's coming out, and yes, let's hope for the best. I wanted to, if we have time, I prepared one
have.
More song.
Yeah,
a folk
sure.
song. Alif Allah Chambe Di Booti Mere Murshad Man Vich Lai Hu Nafi Asbaat Da Paani De हर रागे हर जाई हूँ जुग जुग जीवे मेरा मुर्शिद सोना हाथ जिस ये बूटी लाई हूँ पीर मेरे यार जुगनी जी ए वे अल्लाह बानिया दी जुगनी जी ए वे नबी पाक दी जुगनी जी ए वे मौला वाली जुगनी जी ए वे मेरे पीर दी जुगनी जी ए वे सार सबजी दी जुगनी जी हो दम गुटगू दम गुटगू हो दम गुटगू दम गुटगू हो दम गुटगू दम गुटगू हो दम गुटगू गुटगू.
Wow, lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely. It's just so cool, you know, the way you know, do your variations, take your variations and try to always, you know, enhance the song in your own style, you know, sing it out from your heart and, you know, not trying to really prove anything to anyone, but just, you know, sing it for your own self. So that just shows it. It always, you know, reflects in your singing. So that is something that, you know, it's really nice. What is your creative discipline, Sharvi?
I think one more than, I think where it starts from, it's very simple, but it needs patience, is understanding your body and understanding your mind. And if you can crack that, then that's the way to go about it, because I feel it's different for everybody, you know, on how to, on where you need discipline, where you need practice, what you have to do. So I feel discipline is, yes, important, and making discipline a part of your life na, ki ab aisi zindagi jeeni hai, a disciplined life is the way to go. And listening to your body when it needs rest, jab zyada pressure nahi, sometimes you don't have to give out a lot. Right? So giving the rest it needs, and learning from other people. I think in a creative field, you cannot grow on your own. You need to take in from the nature, from other people, from children, from elders, everybody. And if you just have, and humility, I feel ki mujhe sab pata hai, agar hoga to aap grow nahi karoge. So if you have all of these things, your discipline, understanding your body and learning from other people, then I think that's a good way to go about, especially if you're in a creative field.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much, Sharvi. It was just wonderful to have you on the podcast. I must tell you, there is a lot to, you know, learn from you. In despite your young age, you are someone who is blessed with a lot of, you know, maturity and wisdom. I think it also comes with your inner, you know, discipline for your, you know, your passion, that is music. And that is what you have, you know, totally surrounded yourself with. And that's just amazing. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Mujhe toh maza aaya is interview mein. I had so much. I've been waiting to do this. I was singing the whole day. I said, man, are we going to do this interview? And I'm so happy to be a part of this, where incredible, as we spoke about, my inspirations have been here. And I'm in the coming at the same platform as them and doing it with you, who are incredible. You're such a sunshine. Thank you for having me. Bahut bahut acha laga, bahut maza aaya. Wish you a very happy Holi.
Yes,
and a safe one. And yes, thank you for having me. Hi guys, wish you all a very happy Holi. Thank you for giving Babuni Tere Rang Mein so much love. It's hit 11 to 12 million already, and it's only been, I think, 6 days. And I'm so grateful for all of your love and all of your support. Have a great, great festival. Have lots of gujiyas. Not if you have diabetes. Love you all. Thank you. Give my love to your daughter.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, and I'm sure she's as beautiful as you.
And she's very cute, and she's gone downstairs to play. That is when I'm able to, you know, do my podcast nicely and peacefully. Otherwise, she'd be always, you know, coming in and interacting with all. It has happened with Raftar. It has happened with Amal Malik, and they're like, yeah, please let her be there. And I'm like, no.
So cute. Why is she interrupting this one?
Oh my God. And I made you sing the Frozen 2 song exclusively for her. And then for my podcast, because she obviously loves all the songs of Frozen 2. Lovely, lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sharvi. It was lovely having you.
Thank you. For me too. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I must say, it's been absolutely impressive chatting up with this young, extremely talented artist. You know, despite the vocal injury, a nightmare for any singer especially, Sharvi Yadav held on to her passion and created opportunities for herself, took that leap of faith and that big step. You know, looking at her journey till now, or the songs that she has sung, you can very well see that, you know, she doesn't mind that gradual progress towards her goals. She's giving her best in every song that's coming her way. While her landmark milestone in her career till date is definitely her song in Frozen 2 Hindi, but I'm sure with her creative discipline, she will go places. Thank you guys for loving our recent episodes. We are overwhelmed with your response. Wait for our upcoming episode that again features one of the biggest names from the music scene of the 90s and the early 2000s. Keep sending us your artist requests like you do on my social media. I am on Instagram as @EvaBhattPodcast. This is where I also post the video clips of my conversations. So I'm sure you love those. Also, do check out Nanaksam Song Secret, the podcast hosted by Shefali Juneja. Her next episode features Yashraj Mukhate. He doesn't need any introduction, so I am pretty excited for Nanaksam's song Secret. So guys, share with me your experience of listening to this podcast. Write to me at eva.bhatt@9xmedia.in. You can connect with me on Instagram at @EvaBhattPodcast. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast on Epilog Media, the website, so that you don't miss any episode. You can also enjoy the videos of our previous episodes on the official YouTube channel of 9XM and Spotlamp. Just search 9XM Soundcast on YouTube. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday with a fresh episode. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. You were listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilog Media.